On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about hunters helping Lenawee, and we're going to talk about a little bit about what that is all about. And also, they're having a fundraiser that's coming up with their third annual golf tournament. Happy to welcome into the program manager for the Hunters Helping Lenawee is Mike Houghton. And Mike, it's good to have you back on the program.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me back. Glad to be here.
For those who may not know or remember, tell us a little bit about Hunters Helping Lenawee. How did that get started, and what is it all about?
So Hunters Helping Lenawee started 15 years ago. We're celebrating our 15-year anniversary this year, which is kind of a big deal. We're pretty excited about that. How it started was back in 2010, we had a group of folks affiliated with the Lenawee Community Foundation that were looking to do some benefit work for the folks in need within Lenawee County in regards to hunger issues. So we modeled ourselves after the state-run program for venison donations. We did a lot of research, went to a lot of meetings, picked a lot of brains for about a couple of months, came up with our own program, got some processors on board that have been with us from the start, which is also fantastic. We've got great community support from them. Put some framework together and started the program, and literally it has just snowballed over the years, and every year it gets bigger, which is great. Word spreads even more. And we're just really looking forward to this year. We had a record-setting year last year.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, it was great. Last year we had over 5,000 pounds of venison donated, which was a record-setting for us, which translates into over 21,000 meals. And we hit every community within Lenawee County. All of our donations stay within Lenawee County. So that being said, we're really looking forward to seeing what happens this year.
So do they, for those who may not know, so the processed meat then goes to the food pantries? Is that how that works?
When you donate a deer at one of the processors, you have the option of donating the entire deer or just portions of the deer. The processors will fill out some paperwork with the donator. And then when the processing is done, they'll contact us at the Lenawee Community Foundation. We'll pick it up and get it dispersed to whatever organization is next on the list for basically getting venison donated out to their programs. So it's a pretty simple process. We've streamlined it. We try to make it as easy as possible for anybody looking to donate. The processors, when you come in, will ask you if you're interested in donating. They'll help you with the paperwork, and they'll take it from there.
Well, that's kind of a neat idea because of the fact if you can't use the whole deer,
yes,
instead of going to waste,
yes,
it's going to be well used.
And we have a lot of people that have large numbers of deer on their property, and for whatever reason, whether they're property managers or they're just having a lot of folks, you know, hunting their properties or whatever, you know, there's a various amount of reasons why they do it. But we appreciate it because, again, we just keep all of it within the county, and it helps out every single community in the county, which is another thing we're proud of too, the fact that we can touch every municipality, every section of the county, and help them out.
And with the need for food and the need for being able to get access for food continues to grow every single year, Mike.
Every year, it grows a little bit more. We've had some years where it's spiked more than others for whatever reason, but every year it's there, it maintains, and it grows a little bit. You know, that being said, we've had the ability, since we started the program, we've donated over 81,000 meals within the county, and that just goes to show you there's always a need, and the need is always growing. So that's kind of the cool thing about the program.
Absolutely.
We just keep it going.
Absolutely. Yep. You mentioned about, you know, when they donate the meat and then going through the processing. Is it, I think you mentioned about the fact that it's an easy process to do that.
Yep. It's very simple. They come in, bring their deer in. The processors will ask them if they're interested in donating to the program at all. If they're not familiar with the program, they'll give them a quick rundown on it. We have a Facebook page that has a ton of information. The Lenawee Community Foundation website has a ton of information. They can get educated on it then, or they can make up their mind later. They fill out some paperwork. They get copies of the paperwork. There's a tax deduction that goes along with it as well. And then after that, it's out of the hunter's hands. The processor takes it from there and then pass it along to the community foundation, and we take it and run with it from there.
Yeah, so it sounds really easy then, Mike.
We've tried to make it as easy as possible so that, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, easy makes things simple. And if you just give folks the basic rundown on things and then make the process simple, I think it pays off in the long run.
Well, I think this, you know, being your 15th
Yep, 15th year.
I think says a lot for the program, Mike.
Yeah, it's grown exponentially. It's kind of neat to look back and see where we started. You know, I'm getting older, and when I think back, it doesn't seem like 15 years, but we were just talking about it at a meeting the other day, that it's kind of cool how we started, and just looking at that and how it's grown is a pretty cool thing.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So how do you sustain yourself? How do you keep yourself afloat as an organization?
So we have a golf fundraiser that we've started running. We've got some excellent partners there at the Tecumseh Country Club. Kevin Osworth, who runs that, has been fantastic with helping us with that program. That's our big fundraiser for the year. That's coming up on September 21st. We've got a ton of flyers out there, both on social media as well as on the website for the Community Foundation. You can get registered. You can sponsor holes. You can just play golf, whatever you'd like to do with it. And we also accept donations. Some hunters will donate cash as well when they donate their deer. We have that program available as well, too. But the biggest one, and timing is everything. We just had a huge, much-needed and very appreciative of donation yesterday from the Adrian Kiwanis Club that donated $12,000 to the program, which is absolutely fantastic, and it's going to allow us to do a lot of good things. So we're really appreciative about that.
Yeah, so you know, the proceeds from this and from the donation goes to help out. How?
Well, when we raise funds, we pay the processors. The processors work with us. They're great about keeping costs low for us, but they're a business as well, too, and
sure,
it's their time. So they set a flat rate for us, and every deer that they process, you know, they keep track of their paperwork, and we pay our bills that way, and then we've got some other things that go along with it, too. But it's really a self-sustaining program. But we are every year, like I said, the need grows. So we're always chasing more, whether it be funding or just activity or donors or whatever. It's you know, we're trying to keep up with the need as we go. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Which is good. Like I said before, you know, being that this is your 15th anniversary shows the importance of the program and the need for the program too, Mike.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, there's a statewide program that's very different than ours, but the fact that the need that we have seen just within home here within Lenawee County really just points out the fact that, you know, keeping it local, keeping it home. And that was the intent of the original group, was we just want to focus on our home base. And like I said, every year it grows. Every year the need is there. So we've been able to meet that need. And we're just really proud of that, the fact that we've recognized that problem and we're hitting it head on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the way the weather has been here lately, it looks like it's going to be a good day September 21st in order to have another golf outing.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, you never know with Michigan, but so far so good. As long as it's sunny, that's all that matters. So golfers will play in anything, I've learned.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That's a good thing.
So this is going to be September 21st. Where again?
At the Tecumseh Country Club in Tecumseh. All the information is, if you need more information, it's out on the flyers. There's a lot of social media posts. I handle the Facebook page as well, so we try to get it up. Posted on there pretty consistently, refresh it every week. But they do a fantastic job with it, too. It's a beautiful course. It's well run. Everybody's had a good time the last couple of years. So, and it doesn't matter if you're great at golf or not. It's just more of a great thing to get out and play. So.
Well, not only that, and knowing you're supporting a great group, Hunters for Helping Lenawee.
Yes.
Is the main deal right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
The registration fee is $100 per player?
Yes, sir. Yep, it's $400 for a team. And then there's some sponsorship costs. You can sponsor a hole. You can sponsor some other things as well, too.
And it starts at what time?
I believe 1 o'clock,
I think,
is what we have the set time for. And then it's usually a couple hours long. But we've got some other things. We're actually, for the first year ever, we're going to have some merchandise for sale that folks have always asked about. We run an online shop to try to raise some funds, too, during deer season. But we've got some sweatshirts we'll have available this year.
Cool.
So folks, they've asked about them in the past. So we've tried to meet the requests and meet the needs.
Yeah.
So there we go. Yep.
But the main thing is being able to help out those here in Lenawee County that are in the need of the food and being able to use the deer meat, the venison, to be able to go and help stretch their food budget.
Yeah. And it, you know, I think last year we hit 25 different agencies within the county.
Yeah.
And it does. It alleviates a lot of problems and a lot of concerns for these programs, because just the fact that we can provide it for them, they can focus on other needs that they have and maybe, you know, expenditure wise focus on those too, knowing that this is coming in the door.
And that's fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, much success on the third annual golf tournament on September the 21st, Mike.
Thank you.
And let's hope we have another banner year again this year.
I'm looking forward to it. I love it to see that every year we grow a little bit more, and then it kind of starts the thing of, all right, so how much bigger can we go this year? So it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And, you know, getting the word out now is that if you're going to be deer hunting this year, keep this in the back of your mind of, you know, being able to help out Hunters Helping Lenawee.
Yeah, and, you know, timing is everything again, and we have the youth hunt coming up this weekend. And last year we set a record for the amount of venison donated during the youth hunt. So
wow.
I'm kind of curious to see how this weekend goes, too. It should be pretty neat.
Yeah.
So,
Mike Houghton, the program manager for Hunters Helping Lenawee, again, much success. Congratulations on the successes you've had so far. Congratulations on the 15th anniversary as well. And much success in the future, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.